It doesn't have a roof on it, though, does it?
Mm-hmm. It has tough over it.
Didn't know a pot. I remember now. That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Small.
You call it the front porch. Is there another porch?
That's the front. We don't have a back porch. No, we don't have a back porch.
I think that gets that. Tell me how the kitchens differ in this house you lived in as a child and this one here.
Well, the one that I lived in as a child just had a stove and a safe and a table.
Really? Tell me about that.
An old-fashioned safe. Have you ever seen a safe?
What kind of safe? Like, sort of like that thing over there.
Something like this on it had screen, some of them have glass and some of them have screen doors. Mm-hmm. Just a screen.
Well, I think I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. What did you keep in there, in that safe?
You keep your dishes and usually those safes have a bottom, and you can keep your cooking vessel down in the bottom of it. Some of them do. Mm-hmm.
But, and you said it had a stove. What was the stove like?
It was an old iron stove. Just an old iron stove. And it had pipes, you know, that go through the ceiling out to the top of the house. You know, we cook on an old iron stove. Mm-hmm.
Did that house have a fireplace in it, or how'd you heat it?
Yes, it did have a fireplace. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that, about building a fire in it. Did you ever build a fire in it?
I was too small, but I have lived in a house where we had a fireplace.
How did you do that? Tell me about building a fire in it.
They have fire irons. You ever seen irons, special irons? Well, they are made, a lot of people used to call them dog irons. They would have a round, and they come on down in a little body, and then the legs come out. Like that.
They hold up.
On each side of your fireplace. Then your wood is cut and you lay that wood on top of those iron, dog irons they call them. And then you get your pine or splinters and make your fire.
Now the splinters, what is that?
That's a little pine. You seen any pine? Pine trees sometime when they rot. The heart of them is just real rich, and sometimes rosin is running out of it. And they take that pine and start the fire. It will start up like everything. It's wonderful to see it burn. It has that little blue flame, you know, and all. It's beautiful to see it in a fireplace.
So you'd have that's up. Did you ever call that anything else that, like, Ken? Is that the same thing as light wood or lighter?
Or lighter? Well, a kiln is to light the fire. Yeah, they call it fire, to light your fire, to start your fire with.
So you call that a kindling too?
Yeah, or pine.
Oh, you call it pine.
Pine. See, you may have just a little oak, a piece of oak like this, and cut it up to start it with, or if you are fortunate enough to live in the country where there is pine trees that rot, then you get this pine, and it's rich rosin runs out of it sometimes, and it really starts a fire. But in town here, we had to buy kerosene to start fires.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. You got gallon cans of kerosene, and we started the fire by the wood, by the cord, and have somebody cut it, and you have plenty of chips. You know, the big chips would come out of it, and the pine, and that start your fire.
In the wintertime, if it got real cold, did you ever see them put one big piece of wood on there with bark on it?
Oh, yes, they'd have big pieces, but they call that the back log. Put a back log.
And I guess it must have had a part. I've seen it have a little part that sticks out in the room on the